Names have been omitted. A woman had a ves kavua for after 30 days, 32 days. Three times in a row she saw on 32, and the following time she did not see on 32. The halacha is, syncope test, that she still does not have to be choshesh for inabaininess because she has a ves kavua. Therefore, she was meshamish on leil shleishim. Mutter, midina, to meshamish on leil shleishim. However, unfortunately, she saw. He found it himself afterwards, and the shaila is there any way to say that maybe we can be teile in something else to not to make her a ramat? Maybe we could say teile bevesta, like the Gemara says, not to make her a ramat. So we saw that there's really four pirushim in what the Gemara says. Gemara says miyish lavest teile bevesta miyish lamaka teile makasa. The machlekes had to understand that, is that one din or is that two din? Is it if she has a vest and a mako, she's allowed to be teile in the mako, or no? Each one is a din in b'fnei atzmo. The Beis Yosef and the Shach seem to learn this way. Vidas the Mordechai, that even if she does not know bechlal that she has a mako, nevertheless if she has a vest kavua and she's meshamish shalim b'shas vest, she finds dam, she's allowed to be teile, that she must be that she has a mako. The Pashup Shah Lachar in the Gemara is, if Yesh La Vesta, La Bevesta, means if she's Meshamish, Meshas Vesta, and she sees, then you don't say she's a Ramat, she's always as Vesta. How did that happen? Either it was a Yetzel Aderech, or it was, he was Meshamish at the end of the night, and the Oin was in the next day, so he was Meshamish Mamash 5 minutes beforehand, that's considered some of La Vesta, she saw, will still be Taylor in the Vest. Or, like the Shach makes a cheshbin, that she hasn't seen three times in her life yet, so she saw once on Gimel Lachardish, she doesn't have to be Chayish the next Gimel Lachardish, he was Meshamish the next Gimel Lachardish, saw, Meshamish the next Gimel Lachardish, and saw, come to Islam Afreya, that was Meshach's vest, so we don't make her a Ramat. The third pshat is Rashi pshat. Mishla vest means that she has a specific time that she sees always Ramat. She always sees on Gimel Lachardish Ramat, every 25 times or every 20 days she sees a Ramat. Then in between, she's allowed to be Meshamish the Avadikas, she doesn't have to be Choshesh. And the last pshat was brought down the Pesach Shuvah from the Baal Amar, that if she was Mefaik or any other type of Vestaguf, Meshach Tashmish, then she's allowed to be Teile in the Vestaguf and not say it had anything to do with the Tashmish. So now, what are our ways to get out of here? We have two ways to get out of for this lady. The first way is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that a woman that it has a Vestavua, which is this lady, and she's Meshamish Lebeshach's Vesta, if she sees the Am, she's allowed to be Teile in the Mako. We saw there's three Perushim to understand that. The Beis Yosef understands, even if she doesn't know that she has a Mako, you're allowed to be telling her Mako. The Bach says, no, Zipa, she has to know that she has a Mako. Mishla Vest, Tele Bevest, Mishla Mako, Tele Mako, is one thing. If she has a Vest and a Mako, even though you don't know the Mako is Maiti Dam, since she has a Vest, come on, Shla Bishas Vest, you're allowed to be telling her Mako. The third Perush is that Taz says, no way. You have to know that she has a Vest, and you have to know that the Mako is Maiti Dam. You have to know she has a Vest and a Mako, and the Mako is Maiti Dam. How does Ramah pass in halacha? Ramah brings down that dafka she has a vest and she has a makom. Sounds like the Bach. The Gaon has a different shot in it. But lachur, that would be the question shot would be dafka that she knows that she has a vest and she has a makom. This woman doesn't know that she has a makom. A male lachur, she doesn't have that kula. Ramah brings it out another two dinim afterwards. That's all with a woman that she has a vest kavua. A woman that doesn't have vest kavua, if you don't know if the dam is coming from the makar, then you have a svek sveka, suffering from the car, suffering not from the car. Even if it's coming from the car, maybe it's coming from mako. And the third thing is, no, and a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua, and she knows the dam is coming from the car, so you don't have a svek sveka, the only time they're going to be mako is dafka by a mako, which is mighty dam. So lachar, the first eitzah that we have to be out Meshamish Shalvish Asvesta is not going to be a cool over here. The Shaila is, maybe we have the other Pirish that Rav Yishayim learned. She's Meshamish, Mamish Asvesta. The crazy place declares a woman that doesn't have a Veskavua, so she has to be Choshesh for Ein Habeinus. Let's say she sees on her Ein Habeinus. Is that considered a Veskavua? That she's considered that if she finds Dama, that's considered, declares back and forth. Lachuro, that's only going to be by a woman that doesn't have a Vest at all. This woman that has a Veskavua, so she Mamish doesn't have to be Choshesh for Ein Habeinus, even though she saw one time off and she didn't see. Nevertheless, she's not going to be Choshesh Miyikar Adin or Inubainus. This is a steer in the Taz. We'll have to wait for Kopei Taz for that. But the Pasha, she doesn't have to be Choshesh Inubainus. Lachur, in this case, she's not. She has no ETL. That it was a Rei Machot Tashmish. The Shail is, Lamaisa, they were already masked themselves beforehand. What do they have to be Choshesh for? This woman, when they first got married, they were already masked themselves in a Rei Machot Tashmish. So we saw beforehand that the Chavaz Das brought down. That woman that sees, has a reyes on, she sees down. If she has a vest kavua, she has to be boydik one time afterwards. If she doesn't have a vest kavua, then she has to be mafsik herself three times. This woman, even though she saw off, but she's still be'etzim within her three times of Eskavua, she still has a Eskavua. But mainly she doesn't have to mask herself three times, she doesn't mask herself one time. The question is, does it make any difference the fact that she already was masking herself in the past? The Pardes Yomayin declares this in Kuf Bei Zayin, and he says, if she doesn't have a Eskavua, he declares, if she was already masking herself, that she has to mask herself three times, and one time is enough. It's not so clear. He says, Kedai to be masking yourself, because the those that hold it, you always have to do bdika. That's only if you have to mask yourself three times. The one time, lachar, if a woman sees one time, lachar, next time she has to be chayshish, the zikr has to see, even though she was masking herself in the past, this time, the next time she's mashamish, she would have to do bdika to make sure that she's not seeing down.